Shalom Aleichem, friends. This year should be a special schlis for the Ami Yoshev B'Tzion, Moshe Gavriel Ben Yehudis, Brachos HaMachose Yadav, Moshe Rebesh Darayson Moshe Mordechai, everything I'll crack a shlit to him, Uchol Nuvle Meileyem, and is based in the Torah, of according to Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein Zetzal. It says in the Pasukim of Kiblu HaYehudim, the Jews were Mekabel. They were Mekayim and they were Mekabel. And Chazal teach us that they were Mekabel the Torah. Hadar Kiblua b'me'ach HaShveirosh. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, tells us that Rabbi and Reb Zeira made a Sudas Purim together. And Rabbi gets up when they were drunk, shechs Reb Zeira. And the next day, he asks Hashem for Rachmanis, for mercy, and he's Mechaya the Mace. Next year he said, let's make another Sudas Purim together. And Reb Zeira says, Lo b'chol shaita v'shaita misrach ish nisa. Miracles don't happen every day, so it's really not kedai. So we'd like to explain a little bit about this Maisa. B'toch Klolius Maimet al Sinai, there was a phenomenon of Tchiyas HaMeisim, called Dibur v'dibur sheyotze mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu yotze neshmasim shel Yisrael. Shenamar nafshi yotze bedabroi, umeachar shebedibur rishon yotze neshmason, dibur sheni heach kiblu. Hoiri dital, shalased lahachiyos boi meisim, vehechiyosim. Shenamar geshen dabas tanif elokim lachal asecha, v'nila ata koinanta. So, the Gemara tells us that on every dibur that went out of the mouth of Hashem, at Har Sinai, the Jewish people's soul left their bodies. That's what it means. Nafshi yatza, my soul went out, bedabro, when Hashem spoke to us. And since it went out the first time, so how are they makabel the second dibur? And the answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was morid this, he brought down this dew that's going to have tchiyas hameisim, that's going to perform tchiyas hameisim. And he was mechaya the Jews. Or brings a pasuk alluding to that. Rabbeinu Bechaya brings the name of the Medrash. Ki biyom hazeh shel matan Torah hayisa amidas chama v'tchiyas hameisim. Moshe kosev nafshi yotze bedabroi. V'chein dorshu beile dvorim rabba chamisha pamim amdachama l'moshe biyom shel matan Torah. Rabbeinu Bechaya says in the name of the Medrash that on this day of matan Torah, the sun stood still and there was tchiyas hameisim. We see this inyan of Tchiyas HaMeisim is not only Maisa Shehaya Kachaya, it was part of the Maimon Har Sinai. But Yom HaZeh, that was part of Maimon Har Sinai, was the Amidas HaCham in Tchiyas HaMeisim. The two are, it's all connected, Matan Torah, Tchiyas HaMeisim, Amidas HaCham, the stopping of the sun, stand stood in its place. So what's the secret behind this? The famous medrash, quoted by the Mechilas Yesharim, "V'gam nefesh lo timalei, she nefesh yodash kol mishe amela atzmi amela kachin esvela tovu lo ma'isim tovim. Moshe lamad dever doyme, liyroni she nasa bas melachim yovel lo kol ma'ashe bo'ilu meinin chashuvin laklum. Lama she bas melach, kacha nefesh. Ilu evesel lo kol ma'adanim oilam, the soul is never satisfied. Nothing in this world is enough for the soul. The Gemara brings a mashal of a someone who lives in the simple person, city dweller, and he marries a princess. So he can bring her anything in the world, but it's not ever going to satisfy her because she has a much, much higher standard of living. She's a princess. So too the soul, from the Elyonim, nothing in this world can ever satisfy the soul. It's an important yesod to remember. People want satisfaction in this world. There's never going to be 100% satisfaction. Because the soul wants something much, much more that we can only achieve in the next world. So we see that the soul, being men Elyonim, from above, from Shemayim, is a stira be'etzem, le'etzem achibur, ben a nefesh ve'aguf.
Shemenat achtoinim.
של אני אמרתי אלוהים אתם ובני הים כולכם. עשה אדם תורה ועשה רצון אביו שבשמיים, הרי הוא כבריות של מעלם שנפשם בגופם מנשמם. That's what it says in the Sifri. That in this world you can't have a, there's a stira between the soul which wants everything and the body which is limited to this world. But through Mamad Har Sinai Man Torah, there was this new metzius of the Jewish people becoming angelic. Ani amarti Elohim atem, uvnei olyam kulchem. So when a person, the Sifri says, keeps Torah, fulfills Hashem's will, then they're like heavenly beings, that their soul and body are from Shemayim. So in Matan Torah, there was this new mahalach of chibur v'guf v'nefesh. And that's the imak of the Gemara in Pesachim, 118a. Hani chavav hoidu keneged mi, keneged chavav dar v'shebar kodesh baruch hu ba'lamo, v'lanasen lehem Torah v'zonos hem b'chazdei. The 26 hodus, that we say, are keneged the 26 generations, that Hashem didn't give them Torah yet, and just sustained them with his chesed. In other words, the whole kiyum hanivroim was a special mahalach of chesed. It wasn't a normal mahalach. And only through Torah, there is now a deeper mahalach, a deeper process, where there's a chibur between guf and nefesh, because both their body and soul become heavenly. That's what it says, Torah is Hashem tamima meshivas nefesh. Torah Hashem is perfect. It brings back the soul. In other words, it puts the soul together with the body. So that's what happened in Matan Torah. Lachan of Sfasemis in Yisrael, Tafresh Lamed Beis. Shatorei Eitzel Islabi Shchiyus Hashem Yisbarach Toich Maisim Gashmim Gamkein. Shuchaladim Lizdabik Bo Yisbarach Av Bo Elam Hazeh. The Torah is the Eitzel to enclose the Chiyus of Hashem in this world, in the Gashmius of this world. You could be Dabik to Hashem even in this world. It's important to note that the Medrash says that even Torah Maisim Tovim aren't enough for this soul. But as close as we're going to get in this world to the next world, we achieved when we received the Torah. This chibur between guf and nefesh, that the nefesh can be somewhat satisfied. So now there's no longer a need for b'chazdai. We don't need any special chesed for Hashem, from Hashem, because now we earn it with Kabbalah HaTorah. And now our soul is connected to our body, b'din v'lo b'chesed. Because of the meshivas nefesh of Torah Hashem Tamima. That like the Sifri says, that our body and our soul are kabriel shel mailan, like heavenly beings. Sod ani amarti elohim atem uvnei olyam kulchem. That's what it says in the Medrash. Chikoy mamtakim b'shal shasham Yisrael b'sinai. Anoichi parcha nishmasam. Vayis Hashem chazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'himtik lamadibur. Ha'adil siv kol Hashem b'koach, kol Hashem b'hadar. Tani Rashbi, Torah shenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael. Hechzir olam nafshay seyem, ha'adil siv Torah Hashem tamima. That the Pasuk says, Chiko mamtakim, his palate is sweet. When the Jewish people heard it, Sinai Anochi, their soul flew away. That time HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down, was mamtik, that he sweetened his dibur. As it says, Kol Hashem b'koach, Kol Hashem b'hadar, the voice of God with power, with splendor. And Rashbi says that the Torah that Hashem gave us brought our souls back. And that's what it means, Torah is Hashem tamim v'mishivas nefesh. And through the Torah, there's this new metzius of chibur of guf and nefesh. And Purim, there was a new Kabbalah HaTorah. It's also b'chin of Matan Torah. It's like the Gra says, it's like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we receive the Luchos Shnius. Yom Kippurim. And Purim, we also receive the Torah. Hador Kiblu Abinei Me'ach HaShverosh. So just like on Yom Kippur, there was a new Nesina of Luchos Shnius, so too Purim. Just Matan Torah was a Bechina of the opening of the seven heavens, like the Chazal tell us, when God gave us the Torah. And now we have them, the Sinas Luchos Shnius. Wasn't the same, wasn't as dramatic, but they once again received the Torah, and perms like the day the Torah was given. Once again, Kabbalah Satorah, Nesina Satorah. The Mordechai in Bav Metzi and Perak HaMakabal writes, Vadif Yom HaPerm Kiyom Shenitna Bo Torah. Ki Hadamar Breid Ravina V'yasif V'tanisa Kulei Shase L'bar Mitzvah Yom HaDeh Atzarta Shushenitna Bo Torah V'yom HaDeh Puri Mishum Nisa. So Perm is like the day the Torah was given, like Maratzlan Ravina, would fast all year, except for 2 days. Shavuos, because the Torah was given, and Purim, because of the Nes. So where do you see here that it's like Yom Matan Torah? Two separate things. There's the Nes and there's Matan Torah. So the Chor, we see like the Shilta said, as the Netziv explains, the Shilta has the same Lashon as the Mordechai, that it's both Kabbalah HaTorah. Atzeres is Kabbalah HaTorah, and Yom HaDepuriyah, and Purim, is also Kabbalah HaTorah, the Nes, because of the Nes, we are Makabal Torah. Like Rashi says, May Abbas HaNes Shanaselahem, because of the special Nes, they were Makabal the Torah once again. Like the Gra writes at the beginning of Esther, HaNesu BeHester Panim Klomer Shasive Vlasas B'Derech HaTeva. So this was a hidden miracle. And that's what it says. Esther min haTorah minayin. How do we see that even b'hester panim Hashem is with us? Even b'galus he does nisim. Anochi haster aster. Even b'shas hester panim. I'm gonna send Esther. I'm going to be with you. And they saw the great divine providence. And they were makabel Torah b'ava. Rabbi the Gra says, the Medrash says, "V'am nifra yahalal yazeh dorah shel Mordechai." The pasuk says that a nation is created and they'll praise Hashem, and the Medrash says that's the door of Mordechai that was created in Ubriya. There's a new Briya. There's a new Chiyus. In other words, there was a Gzeiros Misa, and now the Jewish people came back to life. The Maharal says it's like we were dead. The Gzeiros was Misa. That was it. Mimavis l'chaim, Gemara says, from death to life. So that's Matan Torah. Matan Torah is this new chiyus, our soul coming back. And that's pshat in the story of Reb Zeira being shechted kibiyachol by Rabba, that parcha nishmasam. We lost our soul and then it came back. Because of Kabbalah HaTorah. Because that's what happened when we were Kabbalah Torah. We lost our soul. It left our bodies and then it came back. Let's take a look at the Pachad Yitzchak in Yin Lamed Beis. It says, Marenu v'Rabbeinu, or Einenu. Me'anase v'sudas per meitzel chazal and a yodim ki kam rabba v'shachte l'rab zeira. Hine perusha shal gemar azu b'shar yomoy sashana einu nogea lanu ayyom. He says, Pshat in this Gemara, we're not going to, what it means the rest of the year is not our issue right now. Right now we want to give Pshat in the Gemara what it means today at the Sudas Purim. Pshat Shmias Aseres HaDibros Parcha Nishmasim Shal Yisrael HaKol Dibor V'Dibor. When the Jewish people heard the Aseres HaDibros, their soul flew away. At Shehorid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tal Shel Tchia. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down this dew of life. V'amechuvin b'zehu, he, what does this mean? Ki lo'olam zehu ha'klal v'kabbalas ha'torah v'klitas el'toch atzmius ha'nefesh. That this is always the rule when we're makabal the Torah, when it's absorbed into the essence of our soul. She'eni ba'olam mitoch chidush ha'chiyus asher ba'odam. It only comes from this new life that goes into the person. Kolomar chiyus hanefesh hamakabel es divrei haTorah tzricha lios chiyus chadash haba mimakoma shel chiyus hakadam. So it has to be this new chiyus that comes in place of the old chiyus. That's, by the way, the story that one of the Amoraim came to Eretz Yisrael. He fasted 40 days to forget his Torah. There should be this new chiyus, the chiyus of Torah's Eretz Yisrael. Banu shal kol dibur v'dibur pocha nishmasam v'chiyus niknes b'chalifin. And every dibur their soul flew away, and the chiyus was acquired in an exchange. Now there's going to be new chiyus. And the mantara of Har Sinai, there was an excuse. We don't have to keep the Torah. We were forced. But we are makabel the Torah again in the time of Achashverosh. This time, no excuses. This is the new chiyus. And that's come Rabbi Vishach to the Reb Zera to remove the old chiyus to make room for new chiyus. To remove the old life to make room for new life. Whatever it means, if it happened, kipshuto or not kipshuto, it's a law. Lo men yaneinu. Ve'anachnu gam le'olam lo nida. Ad le'atid lavo. Kamuvan she'en lanu shum shaychus l'madrega k'skailu, aval l'kol ha'pachas b'mokoyim, ha'chiyus nishtade l'kayim ze b'miktus m'nage l'koyach hadas. Na'asok ba'avoy disyom mitoch ischachas hadas. At least we should have ischachas hadas. New das, the das of Purim. And that's the chai vinish lebesume ad lo yoda. You get rid of the old das, they should make room for new das. V'advarim meirim u'misamchim. Moreover, Rabbeisai, obviously there's yet a veld yet to talk about, so please stay tuned for a lot more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.